This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I came through good. Did a lot of work leading up to it just to make sure that it would last through the whole game, and, thank God it did. I feel good. Obviously some general soreness just from playing in the game, but overall I feel good and, you know, ready to go.
What is it to disguise stuff against a guy like Aaron Rodgers who is senior?
Yeah, like you said, man, he's seen everything. And that's going to be a huge part, just, you know, trying to muddy up the picture pre-snap. He does a great job with his snap count and, you know, how he manipulates defenses to kind of show what they're in. Going into it, working it this week and just being prepared for that, muddying up the look as much as possible so he doesn't know what we're in, you know, pre-snap.
You showed a pretty good back like Breece Hall, yeah, who has so much talent but maybe has not had the numbers people would expect so far this season.
Yeah, I think Breece, he does a great job of everything. You know, he's fast, he's powerful, he can make people miss in the hole. And then, obviously, he's a receiving threat as well. I was able to play against him a few times in college, played him, you know, last year. And, we know he can do everything. His numbers might not show it right now, how good of a back he is. But, you know, we've seen, I think in our first game last year, he rushed for, you know, over 100 yards. So we know how good he is, along with, Zero, their rookie right now. Both of them together are really, really good.
They're both pretty fast. You know, obviously, they can grease. Had a big run last year's game, and they can get outside. What do you think about the importance of every week with setting the edge against those guys? Because if they get a free path to the perimeter,
for sure,
trouble.
Yeah, I think, like you said, every week, setting edges and gap integrity on the inside is super important, especially with a team like this that wants to run the ball and that have two guys that can, you know, do it really well. The offensive line, the tight ends are really good up front, you know, blocking, staying on their guys and finishing plays. And then, you know, they involve some of the receivers in cracking and, you know, getting numbers in the box. So, like I said, we'll have to do a really good job in just gap integrity and, you know, getting 11 hats to the ball every play.
Showed a pretty good vertical jump there on the 4th and 1. is that something you were planning on doing before the snap, or you just see the opportunity and hit it?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it pre-snap. You know, with I thought it was going to be a quarterback sneak. You know, they lined up in that formation that, you know, most teams would sneak it in. So we had our sneak front. The guys up front really made the play. You know, DQ and I'm not sure who the other. Yeah, DC, both of them, you know, taking out the legs of the center and both the guards. So really it was just a open lane, couldn't, you know, run through on the ground. So saw a little opportunity, tried to jump and just matched it. And, you know, luckily it worked out for us.
You mentioned the challenges of muddying the defense for Rodgers. Just kind of what other challenges does he present as a whole when he's running this offense for the Jets?
Yeah, I think, you know, something that I said earlier, just his snap count and how he manipulates pre-snap, and, you know, that plays into our disguise. And then just his ability to understand, you know, open access throws and getting out of certain plays and switching it to maybe a quick screen to the outside to get 5 yards instead of running the ball, or, you know, switching the run to run away from rotation. I think he does a really good job of that. And, you know, he's played the quarterback position at a high level for a really long time. And, you know, it shows up on tape, just getting them into the right play, you know, pretty much every snap. So, you know, it's going to be a huge part of our defense is, you know, really trying to disguise and, like I said earlier, muddy up that look just so we don't give away what we're in before the ball snapped.
When Matt got hurt, we talked a ton about Dorian, if he would be ready for the challenge.
Yep.
We talked a lot about Dorian. That's probably a compliment to the way he's played. How have you seen him kind of come along through this season?
Yeah, Dorian has played awesome. I think, you know, his physicality and his speed show up on tape. He's communicating and making plays on the ball. You know, he's gotten a few key turnovers. I think he's led the team in tackles every game almost, flying around and really doing his job. And, you know, he puts a lot of time and a lot of work in, and it's been fun to see him, you know, kind of grow and excel in his role. So, you know, I couldn't be more proud of him. It's fun coming in every day to work with a guy like that. Yeah, I think, you know, we had a meeting this morning, a leadership council meeting, and I think the main thing was just not to freak out and panic. You know, we are sure of who we are as a team, and obviously there's some things that need to change for us to get the result that we want, but overall, we're staying to our process and we're doing what we have to do. You know, the last couple weeks, obviously, like I said, the result hasn't been there, but I think the DNA and the characteristics of our team have shown up, and you know, we'll go and grow with that. And then, you know, as long as we're taking care of what we need to throughout the week, you know, the result on game day will happen.
At some point, that first year in Sean McDermott defense, now Bobby Bowers defense, it's stressful. It's a lot to understand it.
Yep.
But once you do, that switch kind of flips. Are you seeing that right now with Dorian in his second year in this defensive system?
Yeah, for sure. You know, last year, or the year before, I think your rookie year, you're learning so much and, you know, trying to adjust to an NFL defense, playing against NFL offenses, is different than college. And, you know, it takes a while to really hone in to the details and understand, you know, the fundamentals of what you're trying to do. And I think once you get past that and start to understand that, then it allows you to play so much faster and play so much freer. And it allows your mind to kind of ease up a little bit and not think about so much what you're doing, as opposed to what the offense is trying to do to us. And, you know, once you kind of cross that bridge, it allows you to play so much better and really be out there and have fun and communicate and fly around and make plays, as opposed to, you know, just worrying about getting your job done or what your job is.
What is it like to watch that tape back with playing with him in games, sitting in the meeting room and seeing, like, this is a play maybe you would have gotten tricked by last year, but look at you now not getting tricked by this thing and reading your keys in the right ways?
Yeah, I think it comes down to reps and, you know, just the confidence in knowing and doing your job. You know, I went through it my rookie year, just trying to figure out what my job is and understanding what my keys are and, you know, what my keys are telling me to do. And so, you know, when we go back and watch the tape, you know, we're communicating back and forth what we said on the field, things we need to clear up. But, you know, I think, you know, speaking to Dorian, he's done a ton of work just to get his mind right and, you know, get in the right headspace. So when we go out on the field, we're really working together as one unit and, you know, we can go out there and just play free.
So you plan on how challenging your rookie year would be. Where do you see DC at right now? Like, how's he coming along?
Yeah, DC's been awesome. You know, he's made a ton of plays for us. You know, I think he started off the game in the screen, you know, making a TFL and, you know, setting us up to get our first three and out. You know, he's a guy that came in, you could tell he was really bright. You know, played hard, you know, wanted to do all the right things. And so to see him have success early already is awesome. He's a guy that we're counting on and, you know, leaning on a ton right now. And he's done a great job. So excited to see, you know, where he goes.
Sometimes you see
see Roger, I mean, he makes so many checks at the line, and then the defense checks, and then maybe if Roger has time, he's checking again, you know?
Yep.
Like, from your perspective, like, obviously it's different every situation, but how much are you, like, at the time limit there, okay, let's just all be in the same call, whatever they run, versus,
for sure.
You know, what do you think about that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, it's a chess match. You know, you go back and forth. I think what we have to do is understand what he's seeing. So what we present to him, we understand what he's getting into and understand what he's switching the play to or where he wants to get the ball. So having that in the back of your mind can give you a step forward of understanding kind of where the ball is going or what he's seeing to, you know, try to manipulate the defense. So once you get to that point, then, you know, you're out there playing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.